Good morning, Tom Brady.
Good morning, fellas.
What's new with you?
Well, for me, it's an ordinary Wednesday. We're getting ready for the Bengals, and we got a big week for us. So this team, I was watching some of the NFL shows last night, and some teams thought the Bengals are going to be in the Super Bowl, and I know they got a hell of a team. So that's what I've been doing for the last 4 days.
I did see Chris Mortensen pick the Bengals to be in the Super Bowl last night. But let me ask you this. Have you and the Patriots made significant progress toward a contract extension?
Well, you know, I think there's always, I'd say this, there's always communication. I've been with the team for going on my 11th year. So, you know, I've been in communication with them a lot about a lot of things. And, you know, it's pretty uncomfortable actually talking about a contract because I know how Coach Belichick feels talking about it, and you know how Mr. Kraft does, and Jonathan does, and I don't want to get into it. It's just for me, it's the same as it's been. I'm trying to find a way to score some touchdowns against the Bengals. So that's I didn't spend 5 minutes yesterday thinking about my contract or my future. I thought how we're going to beat the Bengals.
So let me get this straight: if you were to admit that you were close to a contract agreement extension with the Patriots, Mr. Kraft and Mr. Belichick would be unhappy with you later today in the facility.
Well, I'm not, the reality is I have a job to do, and my job isn't revolved around worrying about what my future is right now. My job is to be the best leader and for this team that I can be, and really to get ready to play the Bengals and play really well. And I think that's, because of that, I think it's pretty selfish if I sit here and that's all I'm worried about is, myself. So that's not how I feel. I mean, I feel like I'm excited to finally get to the regular season and really get out there and do what I really love to do, which is go out and play football for real.
Tom, I don't think we've posed one of these uncomfortable hypotheticals to you yet this year, so here it goes. Final attempt on my part. Would you feel more comfortable Sunday at 1 o'clock if you had a new inked deal in your desk drawer at home?
Well, I mean, I think everybody on our team would. I mean, I don't think every player on our team would love that. Every coach would. I mean, but that's just not the way things work. So, I mean, I love the Patriots. I love the organization. You know, what Mr. Kraft has done for me and my family over the years, I'm always grateful. And to play for Coach Belichick, there's no coach I'd rather play for. So that's how I felt. That's how I'll feel today, tomorrow, Sunday, the following week, for as long as I ever, am playing, and beyond my playing years, I'll be grateful for what I have here.
Well, you're still a young guy. You got a lot of career left, but in your bones, Tom, and in your heart, do you feel like you'll play somewhere else someday, or do you feel like you'll finish your career with the Patriots?
Well, like I said, I'm always hopeful, and I love being here, and the thought of playing somewhere else isn't a very good thought for me. It's not a very good feeling. I would never want that to happen. And at the same time, I think all of us players guard against that because we've seen so many other, players, Hall of Fame players, guys who are really the best that's ever played at their position, have to move teams. And I understand that. That's really, look at Coach Belichick. I mean, the company times he's, he was in Cleveland, he was at the Giants, he was with the Jets, So, it's hard to say. I don't make all those decisions, and if it's up to me, I would be, but, you've got to have a team that wants you to, and I've got to be able to perform at the level that they expect me to for that to work.
So that commute, I mean, if you're building a house, we know you're putting down roots in L.A., the L.A. area, that commute doesn't bother you, say, for the next 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years, however long you play, you wouldn't have a big problem with that.
No, I mean, my home's in Boston. I mean, that's where I live. We're building a house in L.A. really to be close to my son. And, I'm from California, too. So that's a place, for me and my family to spend time when I'm not in Boston. And, that's just, I when people say, where do you live? I say Boston because that's where I'm at. That's where I call home.
Yeah. Hey, Ron Borges writes today about your ability to compartmentalize, and you know, it's been, we've discussed that before. Do you ever find yourself distracted when you're on the field, in the huddle, in practice, by anything? I mean, we know your personal life is very high profile, and now your contract talks are, everybody's talking about them. Do you ever find yourself distracted, or do you find that it comes naturally, your ability to compartmentalize or put things aside and focus on football?
Well, I definitely think there's times where I've done it better than others. You know, I think we probably, all of us athletes, certainly the guys on our team, have an ability to do that as well. I mean, it's very, when you play a team sport, you've got to understand that it's not about you, you know? Really, it's about what's best for the team and what's best for the organization. And if you can understand that, you know, really a lot of the decisions that you personally make in your life about, you know, hey, this is going on, you know, when I walk out of the field in 3 hours, I mean, listen, you got to plan for those things. Listen, I got to deal with these things when the season's over. I got to deal with these things when practice is over. While I'm here at practice, or certainly on the game field, I mean, there's nothing I ever think about other than, you know, playing the game. But I think it's, in order to be a highly competitive player, a highly competitive athlete, you have to be tough enough to just screw everything else and worry about the task at hand. And I think that's something that I think is a challenge, but also something that I really enjoy, because, listen, the goal for me is to go out there and be the best quarterback that I can be. And I know that if I've got 12 things on my mind, I can't be that.
Hey, Tom, has Randy Moss told you he feels unwanted? And whether he has or not, do you think he has a basis for those feelings and those comments?
Yeah, I mean, Randy's my locker mate. He's one of my, you know, great friends on the team. And, you know, he and I have a lot of conversations that are certainly very personal to the two of us. And there's things that we talk about. And, you know, Randy's been on, this is his third team that he's been on. So, you know, he knows what the business is. And, you know, he also knows what he can bring to the team. So, I mean, he's a great player. And the team is better. You know, we're better for having Randy Moss on the team. I mean, what he does for us on a weekly basis in practice in the game, I mean, there's probably no other player in the history of the game that can do it. So he's just able to, you talk about compartmentalizing, I mean, that guy can compartmentalize, because he's a very, very talented, you know, he plays with his heart, and I think that's, you know, it becomes misunderstood from time to time, but, you know, he's a great teammate. And I really love having him.
So would it be fair to say that from a football standpoint, from a coach's standpoint, from a positional standpoint, he is very much wanted by this organization? If he has those feelings, it would just be the business side of the NFL that's made him feel that way. Is that fair to say?
Well, I'm not speaking for him at all. I mean, I don't know what's in his mind. I don't think anybody knows what's in his mind. And, you know, certain things are said you know, I wasn't there to talk to Randy about that, but I know that I talk to him all the time, and he's ready for the season, and what the season future holds for him or for me or for anybody really it's really not on the forefront of our mind. What's on our mind is really this week, and we've got to be able to put all those things, you know, on the back burner and worry about this week, because if we don't accomplish, you know, this week, you know, what we set out to, then, you know, it's just a downward spiral.
Well, we know you'll be back next year. Do you expect Randy will be? Do you want him to be? Will you try to convince him or convince someone in the organization to keep you guys together beyond this season?
Of course. I mean, yeah. I mean, I would love that. I mean, of course, I would. I would love that. It's not my decision. I mean, I think this is, you know, something that's out of every player's control. I mean, we're not general managers. You know, I would love to have Logan. I would love to have, you know, some other players that have been extremely important to our team. And Randy is important, you know, was important, will be important. And, you know, I think that's, you know, especially from my standpoint as a quarterback, I mean, I love Randy, and I'd love to play with him, you know, for a long time.
So even Tom Brady doesn't have the cachet to have a Mankins-Moss clause in his new deal that's about to get done?
I wish. I mean, I'll tell you, my job's hard enough as it is. So I don't get into it very often. And there's times where I have, and what's going to happen is what's going to happen. It's not going to be because I have a lot of input. It's going to be because the people who do have the input and the decision making determine something different. And I understand that. And it's not my job to worry about that, because certainly I have a job that I need to do.
Is that job harder, Tom, without Logan Mankins?
Well, I mean, you're talking about, a Pro Bowl guard. I mean, a guy who's, who's been durable and tough and consistent and has played with the nastiness about him that really our offense has needed over the years. So, nobody can replace Logan Mankins. I mean, nobody can. There's only one of those guys. So, whether, it doesn't change my job at all, whether he's here or he's not here, other than, we've been planning to play without him because he hasn't, been here. But, I mean, he's a special guy. I mean, he's a special player. He's a special talent. But once again, the business side of things doesn't always really mesh up with the football side of things.
Hey, Tom, Sunday at 1, you enter your 11th season of professional football, and I'm wondering, does it seem like 11 years since you posed in your underpants with those toothpick arms that we all saw out of Michigan?
It doesn't, man. It's gone so fast, and I tell you, the difference, I really relish it. I think when you're young, not that you take it for granted, you just don't know, and I think now that I've been able to play and playing some really big games, there's nothing I take for granted anymore. Being out for a year, I really relish the opportunity that I have to compete, on a daily basis and certainly on a weekly basis in the games. But I tell players during their first year that it's going to go really fast, and you can put yourself in a position to be here for a long time, or you can screw it up and be out doing something else in 3 years. So, I've been very, very lucky, to be healthy, to be in a great organization, a great system, and to learn to grow, throughout the whole period.
Tom, in all the years we've talked with you, I don't think we've ever gone and specifically asked you about your game day routine. And I'm sure it's down, and I'm pretty sure it's set in stone based on this being your 11th season. What is your game day routine in terms of, your wake-up call, breakfast, go to the stadium, your pregame habits, getting ready to go out and take the field at 1 o'clock on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm not a very superstitious person. I don't think because I put, my right sock on first that we're going to win the game or anything like that. But I get there, I wake up, and if the 1 o'clock games are the best for the players, because really you just wake up, you go downstairs, you have breakfast, and you go to the stadium. So I think that's the ones everyone enjoy. And I'm at the stadium usually about 3 hours before the game. And we usually have a meeting to go over the game plan one more time about 2.5 hours before the game. And then any last minute reminders. And then really about 2 hours before the game, I'm starting to get dressed and loosened up. My arm loosened up, my legs loosened up. And then we have a team meeting about an hour and 15 minutes before the game. And then I'm on the field 30 minutes after that. So for our normal routine, it goes fast too. Those days, I mean, Sunday's going to be here before we know it. I mean, we'll be out there taking the first snap and, we're going to need that time to get ready because the damn good team we're going to face.
Hey, is a quarterback warming up in the NFL analogous to a golfer being on the range and getting some feedback in terms of A, how you feel, and B, how you're going to perform in the next hour?
I wouldn't say that. I think golf is a very precise game. Throwing a football is certainly all about technique,
mm-hmm.
but if you're a millimeter off with your arm angle, you're going to be okay. So really it's just about by the time you get to game day with the way that I throw the ball and my technique and the way I try to be with my precision, it's really going to be about what happens during the game and the decision making. I mean, I'm not going to be I'm not going to become a better thrower in my warm up or a worse thrower. I'm not going to become more precise on a given day. Really, it's about decision making. You know, where I expect guys to be and where I'm going to throw the ball, and you know whether they're there to catch it or not. So I'd say more so than the warm ups are important, but it's like asking a receiver, you know, if you catch more balls in warm ups, are you going to play better?
Right.
I mean, probably not.
Right.
Speaking of golf, Tom, did you reports say that you teed it up with the owner again this weekend? And I'm just wondering, did you let him win this time?
No, I didn't play any golf this weekend.
No.
I didn't. I was we had a team party, which was a lot of fun. And I had a surprise birthday party for my wife, which was a lot of fun.
Really?
What'd you get her?
A party.
No gifts?
What was I supposed to get her?
Flowers?
Perfume?
Yeah, there were some flowers. It was her 30th birthday a month ago, so, or a month and a half ago. So it was a belated birthday.
Is 30 traumatic for a supermodel?
30 is, no, not for her, but 30 is pretty special for all of us, I think. And I had a surprise party on my 30th. So I figured I'd return the favor.
Hey, you mentioned earlier you saw some shows last night that picked this team and that team to win the Super Bowl, and there were a lot of people picking the Jets. And I'm wondering, not that it makes any difference to you, but if you had a choice, would you prefer to be the big preseason favorite that you have so much talent and so much cachet as a football team that people have to choose you as the favorite? Or would you rather have enough question marks so that nobody picks you and you sort of lie in the weeds?
Well, we've been both. And I really, you know, obviously none of it really matters. I'd say this, when you're sitting there and everyone else is picking everybody else, it gets you kind of fired up. You know, not today, that's worn off, but last night when I'm watching, I'm going, oh, really? Is that really what you think? Well, you know, and then you think about, you know, standing up on the victory stand at the end of the year, you know, MFing everybody about, you know, them picking other people. So, you know, that is a bit of a motivator. You know, I think always being the underdog, and, you know, we've had a lot of guys, you know, that, as every team does, have chips on their shoulder like I do and I always will have. Because you just know that, you know, this game comes and it goes. And we've sustained something pretty special over the years. But also, you know, we found ways to reinvent ourselves when we needed to. And I think hopefully this year, you know, we've really done that. And it remains to be seen. I think we have a lot of guys on the team who are hungry. You know, we have some young players. We've got a good mix of veteran players. And, you know, we'll just see how consistent we can be. That's going to be what determines the fate of our season. Because I know we can make a lot of good plays. We've just got to be able to do it consistently.
Well, does it feel, 4 days before the opener, does it feel like a potential Super Bowl champion? You know what that feels like. You've been there before. I know it's early, but does it feel like the pieces are in place?
Well, I'd say it's hard. That's hard to say, Jerry, because I'd say in 07, I didn't know what to expect. In 01, I didn't know what to expect. You know, in 03, I didn't know what to expect. In 04, I thought, okay, we'll be pretty good because we're basically the same team coming back from the year before.
Right.
But, you know, every year it just depends on the maturity of the guys and the team and, you know, how it all comes together. I mean, the identity that we have as a team is certainly not shaped yet. We practice and we determine what we think we are and what we think we need to be, but that's gonna shift over the course of first 6 or 8 weeks of the season as we identify the things that are working and are not working. So the goal is to be, you know, ready, you know, hopefully, you know, win your division and then put yourself in a position for playoffs. But there's so many games that need to be played that really determine, you know, what our strengths are. And those are the things that I think Coach Belichick has done always a great job of determining so that, you know, when crunch time does come, we really know what we are, and that's what we're going out to do and do it well.
All right, we know you're not averse to watching some television when you know get home from a long day at the office as watching these football shows. Tonight is the most anticipated episode of Hard Knocks. Revis returns to the Jets. Will you check it out, Tom?
You guys could bet the house that there's no way in hell that'll be turned to HBO. But I'll be in bed, man. That show comes on late anyway, and I tell you, it's just not something I'm interested in. That's all. I got plenty of other things to do.
Well, you know, a lot of people think it'll backfire on the Jets. It's, you know, the pressure's on. They are, you know, they're
targets.
Calling themselves, right. You know, soon to be Super Bowl champs.
Yeah,
I think you could watch this and say and get a little motivation from it, Tom. This is your chief rival in the division, and they are pretty damn cocky, as you would see if you check this show out.
Yep, and they, you know, that's the way that they think they need to be, and it's really the exact opposite of the way we are. And I have a lot of confidence in the way we do things here, and you know, I'm sure they probably have a lot of confidence in the way they do things, and I think that's what. You know, that's what makes for the rivalry, because, you know, they believe in something and we believe in something, and they're pretty much exact opposites. And I know that what we do is, you know, we're you know, I think we just try to stay humble and, you know, stay working every day and let our play do the talking, because really that's all that matters anyway. And you know, that's what we're going to go out and do this weekend. That's what we need to do. We got to get off to a great start.
Tom, final question. Was it a tough decision to decide to sign the deal with the Patriots before Peyton Manning signed with the Colts?
Did I sign anything?
You tell us.
I'm just ending where we began, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know what Peyton's status is. You know, I know what my status is, and you know, it hasn't changed in a long time, in 6 years, in 5 years. So you know, I'm preparing like I always do. I'm preparing to go out here and have a great week, guys, because nothing else really matters to me. I mean, that's the God's honest truth. I mean, I really don't care, you know, if I had a 100-year contract. I mean, really what I care about is how I'm going to play this week, and I'm going to try to be, you know, really the best player that I can be for our guys, for our team, because that's what they need. They need me to be a great quarterback this weekend. That's what I'm going to go out and try to be.
All right, Tom, good luck. Congratulations ahead of time on the deal that's probably about to be signed, but we'll find out whenever we find out. Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you Monday morning on Patriot Monday.
Okay, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.